Hey guys, this is Evidence Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Breaking Your Suppy Femboy with Pleasure, specifically geared towards people who may struggle a little bit, or don't have as easy of a time listening to content that revolves around non-consent. Seeing as this is that specific aftercare aimed at that audience, I will not be using the R word, just to avoid triggers, just in case. So first off, I'm okay. I'm safe. I think it's a little bit clearer with this one than it sometimes can be, because there is an in-character aftercare, where the character himself also expresses that he is safe and that he had a good time, and you know, but sometimes people get a little scared after listening to these. So I just wanted to make sure that we all we're on the same page. I had a very good time making this. This was one of the easier improvs that I've done. Like, when I do improv, right, I start and I stop, and sometimes when I run out of stuff to say, I have to stop and think for a while, and there's not a lot of stopping with these, because I get pretty into the fantasy, so I enjoyed being treated this way in my fantasy. So if you are, like, scared, or, like, you know, well, I've put about, like, how I am doing, I'm okay. This aftercare is here to hopefully put you at ease. Both the character in the audio and me, the human behind the character, are both, you know, giving you, please take this as enthusiastic consent. If you are somebody who listens to this audio just because you like listening to my stuff, and you aren't as comfortable with, non-consent, I just want you to know, you don't owe me anything. You don't owe me listens. You don't owe me, like, clicks or puts or whatever, or comments even, right? Like, I would always rather somebody skip an audio if they know it's going to make them uncomfortable, than, you know, have that number tick up by one more click, you know? So if you didn't even listen to the audio and you're just here for the out of character aftercare ramble, you are valid and you are welcome here. The stuff I understand not everybody likes, and that is allowed. If you are somebody who isn't into this kind of stuff, I just want you to know that it doesn't mean that you're broken. It doesn't mean that you're messed up. It doesn't mean that you're in any way less whole than anybody who does enjoy this kind of thing. It's just different people have different experiences that build up who we are, and that's okay, and that's allowed. If you did give this a shot and you struggled with it in any way, first off, I would like to express I'm very grateful that you gave it a chance. Some people do so just because they like the voice. Some people do so because they want to, like, broaden their horizons, like, or, like, just give it a shot, right? And I think that's very cool. But, you know, it's okay to also try to broaden those horizons and then have your takeaway be like, this isn't where my horizons lie. That's okay. So I just wanted, first and foremost, for this to be some form of affirmation for, you know, if this is a topic that you struggle with in any capacity, I want you to know that that's valid and that, you know, this is a safe place for you as well. You're equally welcome here. So the character in the audio, right, that does give consent. I think hopefully it's properly implied that they did discuss this, like, scene beforehand. But there is also an aftercare audio, like an in-character aftercare. I made it optional because I know some people like the fantasy of it, you know, not being an in-character thing. But one thing I do like to talk about is sort of like the definitions of consent and non-consent in these things, just because sometimes I think it's helpful for people to hear, whether it's because of their own experiences or whatever, right? Consent needs to be, like, enthusiastic at all times and can be revoked at any time. So in a world where there wasn't that discussion, right, where there isn't that in character after care, right? Like, let's say like there wasn't that in character after care. This is just a scene that plays out, right? This is a scenario that plays out. I want you guys to just, I just want to be clear that just because the character, just because anybody consents in the beginning, if they revoke that consent halfway through sex, you know, they're allowed to do that. If that's something you ever want to do, or have ever wanted to do, you are allowed and should be allowed to do that. And just because he revoked his consent, or sorry, just because he ended up giving his consent because of how good it felt by the end, doesn't mean that the revocation of consent in the middle was not valid as well. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, people are allowed to revoke their consent, and that those boundaries should be respected. In a scenario where there is that in character after care, and, you know, this is stuff that people discussed beforehand and like agreed upon, then, you know, there would be a safe word, right? And if my character had used the safe word, then it would be a whole different audio, honestly. But I always think it's nice to be a little bit clear about that, where we should be respecting people's boundaries, you know, which is all the time, everywhere. So, yeah. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for listening. If you did, if you didn't, that's also perfectly fine. And thanks for coming by. Stay safe. And I'll see you next time. Bye.